Professor Stephen Feldman, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So some states, after Monday's decision, have decided that this means gay marriage must be legal in their state. Our governor, Matt Mead, acknowledges the authority of the federal courts here in Wyoming, but he says he's going to try and, you know, stop any kind of gay marriage licenses from being issued and wants to continue with a state lawsuit filed by the group Wyoming Equality. How can Governor Mead say that he believes the federal courts have authority but still wants to continue with that lawsuit?
Well, basically, as far as I understand, it's solely about state law. So it's a challenge to the Wyoming statute that says marriage is solely between one man and one woman, so you can't have same-sex marriage. It's a challenge to that Wyoming statute as violating the Wyoming state constitution. So there's no federal issues involved in that lawsuit as far as I understand.
Right, but if the federal courts have authority here in Wyoming, doesn't that make Wyoming Equality's case sort of irrelevant now?
To some degree, yes. Unquestionably, from my perspective, Wyoming should follow the 10th Circuit decision, and 10th Circuit includes Wyoming, as well as Utah and Colorado and other states. And 10th Circuit decision is saying that a ban on same-sex marriage violates the national constitution. That should be followed in Wyoming. Now, technically, the governor can resist for a very brief period of time. They could wait here in Wyoming if the governor wants to make it an issue to get a ruling from a Wyoming district court, federal district court in the state of Wyoming. That district court, which is the lowest level of federal court in the state, it's a trial court, is bound to follow the 10th Circuit decision. So they should summarily issue a ruling saying they have to follow the 10th Circuit decision, and the law in Wyoming now is that same-sex marriages should be allowed to proceed.
So the question is, so the question I have anyway is, what does Wyoming Equality hope to gain pursuing their separate state case?
The only possible relevance of the state lawsuit is if sometime in the future the Supreme Court were to become involved, and they, you know, just because they denied certiorari in these particular cases, that doesn't stop them a year from now taking cert or accepting review in another case, and feasibly they could come down with a decision saying that banning same-sex marriage is consistent with the national constitution.
So if Wyoming Equality could win a state lawsuit independent from what's happening at the federal level, that would insulate the rights for same-sex couples to get married here in Wyoming.
Exactly right. Yeah. Even if the Supreme Court said the national constitution does not mandate protection for same-sex marriages, the Wyoming constitution could do so. And if Wyoming Equality won this case, then they would have that.
Many of the states that have been affected by the Supreme Court's decision not to hear challenges had constitutional bans to gay marriage, bans written into their constitution. Wyoming just has a law that
statute that
says marriage is between one man and one woman. Does that in any way make our situation different legally than other states?
No, because the federal constitution, which was the basis for the 10th Circuit decision, is supreme or takes priority over all state law, whether it's state statutory law or state constitutional law. I did take a look at the 10th Circuit opinion. The 10th Circuit opinion, which covers Wyoming, but it focused in particular on Utah state law, and Utah had both statutory and constitutional, state constitutional law that was being challenged. So insofar as the 10th Circuit has ruled, it was focused on both state statute and state constitution.
Oh, so that ruling actually hits both of those issues?
Yes.
Professor Feldman, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.